A kli that is used as a measuring utensil that has two receptacles with a divider in between. One receptacle is larger than the other. The larger receptacle measures out a rova, a quarter of a kah, while the smaller receptacle measures out a chati rova, an eighth of a kah. Nitma harova, lo nitma chati harova. Nitma chati harova, lo nitma harova. If the receptacle that measures out a rova became tummy from mashkin tmeim, which is not nava tuma, only that part of the kli will be tummy, while the other part of the kli, which measures out the cheti rova, will be unaffected and remain tar. While if the part of the kli that measured out a chesi rova became tameh from mashkin tmeim, only that part of the kli will be tameh, while the part of the kli that measured out a rova will be unaffected and remain tar. The reason being is that since mashkin tmeim, which is not an avat tuma, is only metameh kelim mitar rabbana, the rabbana were mekel and consider this kli two separate kelim. Each receptacle is considered a kli in itself, so therefore only the part of the kli that came into contact with the mashkin tmeim will become tameh, while the other part of the kli will remain tar. Amru lefein Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham said in front of Rabbi Akiva regarding this halacha. Hayo chati arova achorayin larova. Klusha nitma tocha. Lo nitma achora. Since the receptacle which measures out a half a rova should be considered the reverse side of the larger receptacle which measures out a rova, a kli that became tummy from the toe from the inside, the achorayim, the reverse side, would not become tummy, as it did it, the maskin tmeim that come into contact with the toe of a kli, the entire kli becomes tummy. And these chachamim felt that the rova, the larger receptacle, should be considered the toe of the kli, while the chati rova, the smaller receptacle, should be considered the achorayim of the kli. Therefore, if the toe, which is the rova, comes into contact with maskin tmeim, the chati rova, which is considered the achorayim in this case, should also be affected from the tumah. The entire kli should be tumah. Amar lehan shel kas koydmin hi. Rabbi Akiva responded to these chachamim and he said, this question that you're asking was a question that had previously been asked by a different group of talmidim. And Rabbi Akiva answered the question by saying, O shema harova achorayim lecheti harova kli shenitmu achorav lo nitmatoch. Maybe we should look at this kli differently than the way you're looking at it. Maybe we should consider the rova, the larger receptacle, the achorayim, to the cheti rova, to the smaller receptacle. And each receptacle, in and itself, is a toch. But it's achorayim, at the reverse side, to the other receptacle. So each kli is a toch to itself, and achorayim to the other receptacle. And the din is that a kli that became tameh from mashkin tmeim from the achorayim, the toch is unaffected and is not tummy. So therefore, in this case, both receptacles is considered an achorayim to the other receptacle, and if one receptacle became tummy from mashkin tmeim, the other receptacle is unaffected. Sechet kelim perachopei mishnah hei, nitma harova, harova v'achorov tmeim, cheti harova v'achorov tohor. The mishnah again is discussing a case where we have a measuring utensil that has two receptacles with a dividing wall in between them. One receptacle is larger than the other. The larger one holds a rova, a quarter of a cup, while the smaller one holds a cheti rova, an eighth of a cup. And the Mishnah tells us that if mashkin tmeim, that is not an avatuma, is mitame the rova, the larger receptacle, from the toe, the inside, the rova will be tame, and so too the achorav of the rova, the reverse side of the rova, which is the exterior wall of the rova, will be tame from the mashkin tmeim. While the cheti rova, the smaller receptacle, and the reverse side of the smaller receptacle will remain tar. It will not be affected from the mashkin tmeim. Just like the chati rova itself is tar, if the rova becomes tameh from mashkin tmeim, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, so too the achorav, the reverse side of the chati rova also, will remain tar if the rova becomes tameh from mashkin tmeim. Nitma chati arova v'achorav tmeim, harova v'achorav tahora. If the smaller receptacle, the chati rova, becomes tummy from mashkin tmeim, from the inside, the chati rova and the reverse side, the exterior wall of the chati rova, will be tummy from the mashkin tmeim, while the rova and the achorav of the rova, the reverse side of the rova, will remain tar. Now the dividing wall in between the rova and the chati rova will be split. The part of the dividing wall that faces the receptacle that's tummy will be tame, while the other side of the dividing wall that faces the receptacle that is tar will remain tar. Nimu achore aruba. Achore chati aruba taharin dibe rabbi meir. V'chachame maimrim en chok en et agabayim. If the reverse side of the roba became tame, Maskin Tmei came into contact with the exterior wall of the roba. The exterior wall of the chati roba will remain tar according to Rabbi Meir. While the Chachamim say you can't split up the gav of the kli, the reverse side of the kli, if Maskin Tmei come into contact with the reverse side of the roba, the reverse side of the chati roba will be tame also. As the din is that Maskin Tmei that come into contact with the reverse side, the achorav of the kli, only the achorav is tame, while the toch remains tar. So therefore, when the Maskin Tmei come into contact with the achorav of the roba, only the achorav of the roba is tame, while the toch, the inside of the roba, remains tar. The question is, though, what's with the achorav of the chati roba? As Rabbi Meir holds, that just like if Maskin Tmei would come into contact with the toch of the roba, the chati roba and the achorav of the chati roba will remain tar, so too when the Maskin come into contact with the achorav of the roba, the chati roba is tar completely, including the achorav. While the Chachamim say, even though that's true, when Maskin Tmei come into contact with the toch of the roba, the chati roba is completely tar, but in this case, since the Maskin Tmei came into contact with the reverse side of the roba, in such a case we cannot split up the reverse side and say that only the reverse side of the roba is tame, while the reverse side of the chati roba remains tar. In this case, the entire reverse side of the kli is tame, while the toch of both the roba and the chati roba will remain tar. This is going on the first case of the Mishnah, that we said that if the roba becomes tame from Maskin Tmei from the inside, the chati roba remains tar. Or if the chati roba becomes tame from Maskin Tmei from the toch, the roba remains tar. The Mishnah tells us, even though only one of the two receptacles is tame, when you tova the kli to be matar, you have to be tova the entire kli. You can't be tova just a part of the kli that's tame, while the other part of the kli remains outside the water. You have to be tova the entire kli. Now the Mepharshim explained the reason for this is that even though we said that when the roba becomes tame from Maskin Tmei, the chati roba remains tar, but you're still not allowed to use the chati roba until you're tovo the entire kli. The reason being is that we're afraid that if you use the chati roba, you might end up using also the roba, which is tame. So therefore, even though one of the two receptacles is tar, you can't use that receptacle. So therefore, when you're tovo the kli, you have to be tovo the entire kli, since you weren't allowed to use the side that was tar either until you were tovo the kli.